We must all write. Writing is like the spinning top in Inception. It is a way to self-evaluate. If you continue being unable to write, then it means you are surrounded by invisible walls. Being able to lay down your favorite thoughts on a piece of paper and helping to inspire or enlighten someone is a sign of health and inner freedom. In many cases, a sign of greatness, too. There are many styles of writing, and many directions, many aims. My style of writing is patterned after poems. I write 2 sentences per stanza. If I need a 3rd sentence, then it generally means I overcomplicated something. I think my favorite aim is to turn my little poems into little movies and stitch them together into a tiny documentary. I've heard of a project called Love Letters to Strangers, and I find that to be the sweetest aim of all. In the larger scope, we must all write to update the surface for future generations to stand on. The books our parents read are great, but they are a bit old-fashioned. We have to rebuild the library for the future generations. We don't want the future to stand with our parents. We want them to stand where we left off, so that we may spare them the aches we went through. Things change. When we talked about climate 50 years ago, there was still a chance to become educated about it and make informed decisions today. But today, all we got is the observation that climate appears to have become more unstable, and most are not educated enough to make any sense of it or agree on any solution. And that the world lost 2/3 of its wildlife in the last 50 years. People are too desperate for food, for money, housing, and health to grasp what it all means. We need a new perspective on dealing with climate change, because a world uneducated on the subject is a world that will never reach a consensus and may never do anything about it. Writing a book will tell you if you have the knowledge you think you do. There are many amazing teenagers that feel they have mastered quantum physics. Bless their great hearts and beautiful minds. However, they can only write an essay or two. They can't synthesize new ideas to fill a book. Feeling smart is a very healthy sign that a person is headed in the right direction, but writing a book is a sign that they have traveled a considerable way there and are of great health. You can see what it means to be able to write a book much more clearly in this example in particular. It means freedom and power of mind. Falling short is just dreaming. There's a very powerful kind of book that perhaps is most important, and only a young person during their youth can write it. Brilliant teenage minds that made some headway in life, writing advice to their peers that have unfortunately gotten stuck or fallen, opening one's heart at a young age is a very noble thing to do. It is a sign of great beauty, compassion, and grand heroism. Those books must not be judged by adults. Their creators must understand not to judge their creative writing by adult standards. Adults may not be what they seem, for one. And second, the people who benefit from those books are teenagers themselves. A person who is suffering early in their life is best helped by the words of someone who recently managed to rise out of similar problems. Our youth is the most formative period of our life, even the smallest of pains spared, or littlest of mistakes avoided, will have massive and profound influence over us come our middle age. My friends, write. Write when you are young. Write when you are growing up. Write when no one seems to be listening. Write in the face of liars. Write in the face of pretenders, fakers, manipulators, wannabes, and fake it until you make it, morons. Write to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Write to become a beacon. Write to become a light of enlightenment. Write to bring back what has been written a generation before. If the story is worth the while, retell it. Retell it countless times. And when you are ready to lay down your pencil for the day, read it. Read it out loud and record it. Because the light in your voice is worth a million books. And finally, know what it is all for. It is how the next generation learns from the previous one. It is how they win the wars we could only hope to have won. It is how they become the heroes we hope to be. It is how they save the world that we can't see. Right, because that's how you become the hero you hope to be. And because the world belongs to the future generations, not just you and me. Right.